Thank you, everyone, for joining the call tonight. My name is Alexa, and I am the Communications Director for Peer Proactive. Before Dr. Farrow joins us, I wanted to have you hear from one of our clients. Her name is Donna Ney Garcia. Donna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Perfect. So I'm just going to go through and ask you a couple questions and, you know, share about your experience with the program. So first and foremost, tell us about how you heard about the program and kind of a little bit about what you do for work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a healthcare management industry consultant, and I'm really lucky. I work for an organization that takes their employees' healthcare really seriously. So we have a program called Be Your Best Self, where our company helps reimburse programs or portions of programs that help us achieve our health goals, whatever those might be. So I shared with our health and wellness lead that I was interested in losing a pretty significant amount of weight. I'm heading towards my 10-year wedding anniversary, and my goal is to be at my wedding weight on June the 3rd. And she, I guess, had been talking with Dr. Farrow for a period of time, and she introduced me to Peer Proactive and asked if I was interested in giving it a try, given some of my goals.
Perfect. So you heard about the program through your work. You had some major weight loss goals. Tell us about those goals, and then tell us about how you started the program and how the entire enrollment phase went for you and how you were impressed by it.
Yeah. So prior to joining the company that I am working for, I was a consultant that was on the road all the time and really had just gotten to a place where I stopped taking care of myself. I really stopped paying attention to what I was eating and how often I was eating and the quality of the food. The vending machine was a legitimate place for me to get dinner. Now that I am not on the road all the time and have, you know, taken other steps in my life to sort of address my health in general, I was looking at sort of where I've gotten over the past few years, and my weight loss goal is right around 50 pounds. So pretty significant for me. When I first had my conversation with Dr. Farrow, he said something that was, I thought, powerful. He said, you know, why don't you try this plan for a day? And if after the first day you are willing to keep going, then go for the second day. And, you know, hopefully you'll get through phase one, which is 3 weeks, with that mindset. And to be totally honest, from day one, the plan was incredibly easy for me to follow. I felt like, you know, with the help of my coach, we sat down and we talked through what kinds of foods were going to be on the list for me. I'm a vegetarian, so we did have to tweak it a little bit. And I felt like the plan was straightforward. I was eating good, healthy, clean, fresh food. And I've now, you know, I've been at it for 6.5 weeks. I am still enjoying all the food that I'm eating on the program, and I've had really, really great results so far.
Perfect. That's awesome to hear. Would you be willing to share with us, you know, maybe an amount or the success that you've seen?
Absolutely. I have, as of today, lost 21 pounds in just a little over 6 weeks.
That is amazing. So congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I really do. You know, when I talked to Dr. Farrow earlier, he said, you know, you're going to sleep better, you're going to feel better, you're going to have more energy. And I, you know, I sort of didn't believe it. I felt like I had tried a lot of different diets and frankly never felt any of those things on those diets. But I really do feel better, and I don't have spikes in blood sugar. And, it's kind of unbelievable what getting on the right food plan has done for me. And surprisingly, with the help of my coach, we sort of planned for 2 different days where I would go off the plan because I had big events going on. I had a Super Bowl party that I was hosting, and we were going out for a Valentine's dinner. And so we planned around that, and we talked about, you know, if you were going to go off the food plan, what are the ways to do it? And truth be told, when I don't eat according to this food plan, I don't feel well. My body has gotten so happy on this diet and with the way that I've been treating it that it no longer craves the junk food. And when I eat the junk food, my body lets me know very quickly that it is displeased with those actions. So it's really been transformational, which I didn't expect and really didn't expect it.
No, you can't see it, but right now I'm smiling ear to ear because, you know, I love to hear clients come back and tell us about how amazing they feel. And I mean, I've been through the program myself, and I completely understand it, and it really is a powerful tool, and you do. You feel amazing. You feel refreshed. You feel like you want to get up and take on the day. It's really great. So I read over your review that you posted for us on Google Plus, and you kind of talked about how you actually saved money on the program. Could you actually talk about that for us?
Sure. That was another unexpected benefit for me. I, you know, definitely didn't think about the financial component really in any way. I thought, you know, I'll try this program, and if it costs money, that's fine. You know, my company's helping me pay for it. But what I realized within probably 2 weeks was that my husband and I used to eat out our breakfast every Saturday and Sunday. And so just by cutting out that junk food, and it was truly junk food. I mean, we're talking, you know, bagels with cream cheese and croissants and, you know, sweet coffee drinks. Just by cutting that out, we saved $40 a weekend. So if you add that up over the course of a month, we're talking between $160 and $200. And then when I started to add up, you know, I'm no longer buying lunch at my office cafeteria or, you know, any of the restaurants down the street, I started adding up, even if you net out the cost of my lunches that I bring with me, I'm saving somewhere on the order of $350 a month in total, which, you know, by far outweighs what I've been spending on the program. So as I said in my review, I'm both thinner and richer, and that's a fun combination.
That's really great to hear. I think sometimes people don't look at the big picture of the financial aspect. And I mean, the program is so beneficial in certain ways that people might not realize at first. And so that's really great that you could share that with us. So my next question for you is, what was your favorite part of the program? Like, what really stuck out to you?
It would probably be two things, if that's okay. The first is the daily coaching is really powerful. I feel like when somebody else holds you accountable and checks in with you and then talks through, you know, frustrations, if I don't lose weight one day to the next, I can talk through that with my coach. That has, I think, for me, has been a game changer because I have this non-judgmental yet powerful person that holds me accountable to the diet. And then the second piece has been, I feel like it's a very personalized program. As I mentioned, I'm a vegetarian. I'm also allergic to high iodine foods, which means things like spirulina and krill are out for me. And so I felt like, you know, being able to sit down and tailor the program to my needs has been something that for the most part has been missing from any other diet program discussion around nutrition that I've ever had. You know, I feel like every other diet pushes you to do what the diet says to do and not whether it's a choice or an allergy, what your personal restrictions are. So I think the combination of both of those has been really great.
Thank you. So just in wrapping this up, I want to thank you so much for, you know, coming onto this call and giving us your testimony of the program. But in closing, if there was a person that was thinking about doing this program but they had some kind of reservation, what would you say to them?
You know, I would say what Dr. Farrow said to me, try it for a day, then try it for a second day, try it for a third, and see if you can get through the first phase. Because if you can, I think if you can get through the first couple of days, you're already going to start to feel so different, and you're going to see results immediately. that you'll be able to make a really informed decision, almost right away, within a couple of days of starting the program. So you have nothing to lose and a whole lot to gain.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Like I said, we really appreciate it. And now we're actually going to move the call on over to Cynthia. Cynthia, are you on the line with us?
I am.
Perfect. So you have seen some awesome success. I mean, we've been watching you on social media. You've been posting to our Facebook, and, you know, we've seen some videos, and thank you for doing that. So basically just kind of the same thing. I'm going to go through and just ask you a couple questions about your experience. So,
okay.
Tell us about initially when you started the program, you know, like what were your goals and what were your expectations?
When I started the program, let me back up. In a year and some odd months ago, I was 211 pounds. I went to the gym, and it was so bad that my trainer literally had to help me get off the floor. So with his help, I lost about 12, 13 pounds. But that was over several months, like about 4 or 5 months. Well, okay. My trainer left to go in the Army, and I was like, what am I going to do now? I had hit a plateau, wasn't losing any weight, and at that time, the gym was recognizing Pure Proactive, and I jumped in on it. I said, like you said, and my trainer told me, he said, you have nothing to lose other than losing weight and getting healthy. So I thought, oh, again, the financial aspect, I'm a teacher, I live on a teacher's salary, I'm getting ready to get my daughter married in 2 months from now, but I knew I had to do something because my dad died an early death, painful death of diabetes, and my mother has high blood pressure and severe food allergies, et cetera. And so I thought, I'm just going to give it a shot. But I had done my research before I for sure did it, and everything that, you know, seemed to be, you know, on top of everything, you know, up and up. And within the first week, I lost like almost 10 pounds.
Wow.
I thought, there is something to this thing. And like the young lady who was saying earlier, it was worth every penny to me then, because once I got past those first couple days, which were, you know, my body adjusting to not eating all the crud or having to have X amount of calories, because you don't have to do that. It pretty much tells you what to do. And I hate counting calories. I just absolutely hate it. But it was so simple. You knew what you could have. You ate it. I started listening to my body. And I guess the best thing from all of this is I now know what foods are trigger foods, and I also know now what foods don't react well with my body. So I went in with actually somewhat low expectations and came out with this amazing result of a year later, 44 pounds down.
Perfect. Cynthia, you said that you, you did this to get ready for your daughter's wedding. Tell me about how amazing you felt. And how you felt going to your daughter's wedding and watching her get married?
Well, it's actually next month. So it's next month. But this whole year, I've had to attend all these functions for her at bridal showers and all these different family dinners and things like that for her because of the wedding. And it has been wonderful to be able to dress up and go. It was really wonderful to go back home last summer to North Carolina from California, and I went to my high school reunion, and everybody was coming up going, man, you look amazing. I'm like, well, thank you. That was the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Considering that I was not like, you know, I was always the one who had a little bit of a weight problem. Not severe, but, you know, I wasn't these tiny little cheerleaders in high school. And now all of a sudden, I'm looking as good or better than they were. That's
perfect.
Bad.
No. So could you share with us, you know, exactly what, you mean, how much success you've seen and tell us how, you know, how it makes you feel, like how it's really affected you?
Well, I've lost 44 pounds. I feel mentally clear. I've know that I'm gluten intolerant, and before I started Pure Proactive, I would cheat or have gluten or not pay attention to things like that. And the one thing about Pure Proactive was, because I knew I was gluten intolerant, Monica, who was my coach at that time, said, well, don't eat this, don't eat that. She was wonderful, so I didn't. Within 2 days, my mind was clear. I wasn't in a fog. I was not walking around. In a day, you literally, when you have that, what they call the gluten haze, that's how I felt. And then the sleep, I started sleeping better. And then that tonic that Dr. Vero has come up with is amazing. I go to sleep and I stay asleep instead of waking up at 2, 3, 5. And then when I woke up, I was exhausted. So my whole life has changed. It has, Pure Proactive has actually impacted every single part of my life.
That's again, that's really powerful to hear. And, you know, us at Pure Proactive, we love to hear your guys' stories. So, you know, just kind of wrap this up. I mean, congratulations first on your success. That really is truly amazing. And, you know, thank you for joining this call.
I do want to add that I bought this most beautiful dress that I'm going to wear next month, because I can now fit into my dress. And there is no more powerful feeling than knowing that you're going to get to wear something that's absolutely wonderful to your daughter's wedding, and then be able to watch her walk down the aisle. And most of all, the night she did her fitting for her wedding dress, we were hugging, and then people were taking pictures. And looking back at me a year ago compared to now, night and day difference.
Wow. No, I mean, that's an inspiration to us all. So, no, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. And, you know, if there was somebody close to you or someone that's listening to this call right now, what would you say to them if they're thinking about possibly doing this program?
It is the best thing you will ever do for yourself. If I think about all the money that I spent for many, many years on this pill or that pill or Weight Watchers or all the different programs that the young lady said before, I spent more money over those course of the years and did not stay successful, as opposed to what I spent with Pure Proactive, and I've been successful. That's the only way I know to put it.
Thank you.
And so they will not, their money will not be wasted at all.
Well, thank you. I'm smiling ear to ear, and thank you so much for coming on and giving us your testimony. And again, congratulations on your 44 pounds of weight loss. And now we're actually going to move over to Dr. Farrow, and he's going to talk to us about the program a little bit. Doctor, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great.
Great. First thing I want to do, actually, I wanted to see, did Joe Gocher, did you make the phone call? Might have to hit start 6, Joe, to get out the call. If not, we'll go to April. April, are you on the call?
Hello?
If you hit stars. Hey, April.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't want to forget about tonight, because I wanted to hear about you and your husband doing the program, and more importantly, someone else in your family. So if you could just briefly tell everybody when you started the program, how long ago, and just kind of give an update of your results for you and your husband.
Okay, we started like 19 days ago. We have 2 more days for the 3 weeks. And my husband lost 17 pounds, and I lost 15 pounds. And my daughter...
Are you on Perry Avenue?
I don't know. And my daughter is doing it also. My 13-year-old daughter, she takes the supplements, and she doesn't weigh herself every day, but she's lost about 9 pounds. She started after us.
Awesome. And one thing that's pretty amazing, April, is you guys have only been doing it a short time, but you've referred or inspired a bunch of the other people to do the program. What do you think you're saying to them? I mean, obviously they've seen your weight loss. What do you think you're saying to them that's inspiring them so much to jump on?
I just tell them. Can you bring that to the I just tell them that we have a lot more energy and we are losing the weight we've been trying to lose for a while, and it's not hard to.
I thought the number was 11.
I'm sorry. And it's not
no problem.
Hard to do or make a meal because everyone is so concerned about it being difficult.
Got it. Well, I think you're actually helping us right now because you have four kids. You're in the car right now. Obviously, you have your kids in your background, and somehow you were still able to pull it off. So I think that kind of sets it all for us.
Yes,
April.
Definitely. She's gone now. yes, that was one of the main things that I just thought, like, it would be hard to do with all the kids, and it's not. It's not at all. It's very, once you get started and you have everything you need in the house, it's very simple.
Excellent. Well, we thank you for your referrals. You're a little referral machine over there. And all your friends are doing well in the program. So we appreciate the support.
Yeah, they've all been so excited. They're so excited to. They were so excited to start. They text me all questions and stuff. They all love their coach. We have the same coach. And I don't think I've fought less with my husband in the last 3 weeks than I have in 20 years.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for getting on the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you, April. Okay. Joe Gocha, did you jump on?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, April, you can. So, okay. Joe, the reason why I wanted to come to you is because obviously we just heard from women and we just heard from April talking about her husband. You know, I know you're an avid tennis player. Some years, Joe, you win the state championships. Some years, not so much. So I know you try to stay active. You have four boys at home, so you got a pretty busy schedule. And recently you did the program. And, you know, from a guy's perspective, can you kind of give a little synopsis of your process and what you accomplished while doing the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me, and, you know, I've always thought that I ate fairly healthy, you know, compared to most individuals, had a pretty good diet. So it was, you know, it was pretty eye-opening for me, because I have a hard time keeping, I'm not a huge guy by any means, but I have a hard time keeping the weight off and keeping a target weight that I'd like to have. And it's been a much easier process for me. After being introduced to Pure Proactive, it's been great. I was able to lose 15 pounds and keep it off. And the question I get from my friends who are a little skeptical are usually, you know, they think it's some type of shake diet or some type of fad or something else, and they think I'm being sarcastic when I say my response is always the same. It's always, it's not a diet. It's really a lifestyle, and it's given me kind of a framework to work in and kind of keep a diet that I can live with and on a day-to-day and a weekly basis and still eat the things I like and still kind of keep the target weight and diet where I want it to be. So it's been really helpful, and more than anything, it's just been kind of a guide for me and something that I can, you know, if I get off track, I know I can revert back to, and it's just been a very, very helpful tool and a helpful system for me.
Excellent. Joe, thank you very much. We definitely appreciate your input there. So without further ado, let me get into it. I feel like these folks just stole a lot of my thunder because some things we'll cover tonight will be exactly what they were talking about. So again, this is Dr. Farrow from Proactive Health. We're going to have a little fun today. I might not be able to hear you laughing, but I'm going to assume that you're going to laugh through this. So, you know, chances out that you're checking out this program because either your doctor sent you, a health club like we heard from Cynthia, an employer like we heard from Donna, or which actually could be worse, is one of your friends and family members basically said, you know, if you don't shut up about this, there's going to be a problem because you keep talking about it and telling them how great it is. Just like Joe just said, right now they think you've pretty much joined a cult, or maybe you're in some new MLM home business and you're trying to drive sales so one day you can make the Diamond Platinum Regional Star Alliance ambassador to the gods, and you'll be getting that golden jet ski and that trip to Maui soon enough if you just sell enough of their lotions and potions. So the good news is we're here not to try to get you to mix chalk and water and call it a shake and worse, nutrition. We're definitely not trying to sell that herb that's harvested somewhere in a high mountaintop in the Himalayas with a swami playing the didgeridoo and Asian women caressing the leaves to give up its powerful fat-burning nectar. I mean, we're all sick of it. And unfortunately, it seems to grow. The industry's growing with more and more gimmicky fat wraps and everything else. So what we do know is there's probably 100% chance that you've made many attempts at getting healthy, and you've tried just about everything under the sun to, you know, get a better body, increase your confidence, and reduce your other health risks. Maybe you've given up hope to have that swimsuit body, and your only pursuit at this point is to just look slightly better than your other family members or your friends. With that, it's also we go into this knowing that a lot of you are 150% skeptical of pretty much anything anyone will introduce to you at this point. So I completely understand where most people are coming from. That's why I lead off with listening to other people that are in the program and let talk about their skepticism as well, because when I was developing this program, I was as skeptical as anybody, because there's not one potion pill, lotion, or diet plan or nutrition that I hasn't come across my desk. I used to have 30 chiropractic and wellness centers inside health clubs. So I was well immersed in this industry for a long time. And I was always of the opinion that if you just move more and eat less, things will work out. Well, that might be okay when you're, you know, 17 or 18 or even in your early 20s, but something happens that doesn't allow your body to sustain that. So again, I understand. I understand that we talked about a lot of people call are having trouble falling asleep, or worse, staying asleep. They're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning wired, struggling with salty or sugary cravings. And as you age, it seems to get harder and harder to lose that fat and keep it off your body. You even believe at times you're eating pretty well, just actually what Joe just said. And even if you do eat pretty well, you're probably not eating enough based upon the exercise routine you're doing or the lack of exercise that you're doing. It's possible you're taking one or more medications. Maybe you love to run or go to the gym or play tennis. Maybe you have a personal trainer. None seems to budge it. You seem to take a couple of steps forward and about 6 steps back. More often than not, you find yourself just going through the motions of life but not reliving it. You've basically just accepted how you feel and look, and it's just good enough for now, or just as good as we think it's going to get. Maybe you have kids. Maybe they're grown and gone. Maybe you're recently divorced and looking to get your groove back, or maybe happily married and looking to get your groove on. But there's a lot of people in here that are suffering, and they don't need to be. Now, if you're young and single and you're just trying to get in the best shape of your life, here's my advice. Take a lot of naps. Take as many naps as you can, because when you have kids and you get older, naps are like gold. So forget about any diet advice I'm going to give you. You're young and single, trying to get in the best shape of life. Take naps, travel the world, learn a new language. I know you think you have no time, but seriously, you have more time than you have any idea. I'm speaking to you. And the other number one rule is always marry for money. Okay, so whatever your story is, this is the deal. This is a stressful and toxic world, and it's getting worse. Those excess pounds, the poor sleeping, the low energy, these are all evidence that things are contributing to your body, not allowing it to live in ease. And if you're not living in ease, you are living in dis-ease. Your body has systems to process all these stressors and all this toxicity, and one of those systems is to store it in your fat cells and keep them away from your body. The reason why when you search on Amazon, if you search diet, nutrition, or exercise, it's going to reveal hundreds of thousands of results. It's because most of those things will work until they don't. it's not a secret that fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, along with water and low mental stress will lead to optimal living. But how do we bring about this change? The number one issue we have is we fear change. Now, do we really fear change? I want us to examine that. What if on your way home from work today, I jumped in your car and I decided to ride with you? And I pointed out that, hey, you know, if you took this different way home today, I could cut your travel time in half. Now, what would happen? Okay, you take my advice and it cuts your travel time in half. How hard would it be for you to try that again tomorrow? Of course, you'd give it a try again tomorrow. And just like that, you've made a change in your complete lifestyle. Now let a couple of days go by, and you take that same pathway I showed you, and you run into some construction, and the next day you hit traffic, and it actually increases your travel time. What do you think you're going to do the next day? You're going to go right back to your old ways. When I give you this coach, it's about slow modifying changes. However, you just can't make the change once because there's a lot of things you're going to encounter. And using our little GPS on every single day, we've already encountered all the roadblocks you're going to see. We understand where the traffic's going to be. We're going to quickly adjust them on the fly until you learn all of those tricks yourself, which is why we want to work with you over 3 weeks to make sure you truly understand how to navigate all these roadblocks, all the things that could sabotage your true change. Because what ends up happening in this program, you change the very first day. As Doc said, if you get through that first day, you've already made that change. And why you're going to fuel that change is because you're going to get to work, get home in half the time, and you're going to see results in half the time. So the results that you'll be looking for while learning will all be about making this a better commute, a commute to your better health. This always comes down first to creating a map or plan. I love when I hear people say, I'd like to do your program. I'm really good about following things. Send me your supplements. Send me the book. And I don't really want to coach. And I can understand why they want to coach, because if you look at all, if you were to compare us to other programs like this, the coaching has always been about, let's talk about your negative feelings with food. Let's talk about all the issues you have. Why? Let's help you get motivated. We're already motivated. We're motivated to live. We just need the direction to get there properly. And we've been given such bad directions that we're tired. Now we won't even stop and ask for directions, which is why we don't want to coach. I tell them that we need to first get a plan. Let my staff start that fuse off and get that plan going. Let's make a great map of where we're going to go. Let's plan out the start date. Let's make sure we have everything ready to go. And, of course, that coach is going to provide some high-level accountability along the process. We have to make sure that plan isn't around major holidays or parades that could sabotage your drive home. Your coach sets the plan. It's going to help you pick the course and, of course, the fuel. The fuel in this case will be your meals. Your meals will help you optimize your performance. By the end of the 3 weeks, you're highly efficient, and now you're your own experienced driver. The fuel will be things like you have already at home, what you're cooking, and if you have to stop along the way, your coach is going to act as your co-pilot and make sure you stay on course. So the times you have to travel or eating out or at a business dinner, the co-pilot or your coach is going to make sure that you're eating the right stuff. We're going to supply you with some of the additives. Those are your supplements. Supplementation is not what makes this program work. That is your insurance. That's why they call it a supplement. It's just to make sure you're getting all the nutrients, because I want to make sure you can be consistent on the program. If you're consistent and we have consistency over time, that is what yields results. The four products that we give you are natural. They're designed to help your engine function at its highest levels. And we're going to help you self-tune yourself back into race car mode. When you're done, you're going to feel like Cynthia feels. She feels like she's driving a red-hot smoking Porsche now. And when she gets in that gorgeous dress and watches her daughter come down the aisle, that's how she deserves to feel. As beautiful as her daughter is looking, she is going to have to feel that same way, and she does. Not because she's skinny or at the right size because she feels great about herself. She's internally healthy and mentally healthy, and she's created the right environment in her body and in her life so she can thrive and feel great. As you heard from some of the callers, people have different things going on. So it doesn't matter if you're a picky eater, a vegetarian, you're on medications, maybe you have a current injury. We customize this program to fit your current health status, your time, and your needs. As people have stolen my thunder, again, we're only asking you to try this for one day. If we produce on that first ride and get you home quicker, you'll stick with it. All we ask is you try to get through the first week. If you get through the first week and this is not for you, we have a not for me guarantee. We're going to part as friends. I'm going to give you your gas money back and say, hey, it was nice riding with you. Apparently, we're not for you. So there is literally nothing to lose. Right now, you're on the phone. Your tank is empty. Just give us a try to help you. When you get online, Alexa, when we finish the call, will tell you how to do it. You'll be given ample time to look over everything and get started. So the beginning of this call was to celebrate a lot of the expressions of people doing well. It was to go over the program and what exactly we do. But now the next part of the call is for people who have done the program or in the program, and I want to speak to them now. First of all, we average 3 referrals per new client. And I want to thank you for that because I know how hard it is to talk to your friends and family about making the change. And without those referrals, our business doesn't grow because we do 0 advertising. So thanks for having enough courage to go out there and tell other people about the program, and we appreciate you. Now that I've thanked you, I want to tell you that I have to apologize, but I've given you the bait and switch. Most of you came to this program because you wanted to drop some pounds. And, of course, that was what the result you were looking for. But my true internal agenda is to change your family tree. I want all this information that you have learned to help nourish the roots of your family and change their life quotient and potential. The scariest thought to me now is not that we're 72% overweight or 1 in 3 of us are pre-diabetic or the fact that 1 in 4 males are going to have cancer and 1 in 5 females. But the fact that for the first time in history, our kids are going to have a lower life expectancy than we are. Nothing makes me sicker than watching a kid sick. And now realizing that they're going to have a less quality of life and a shorter time period on this earth because of what we're doing, because of our environment, the chemicals, the pollutants, and then, of course, what we're, quote-unquote, feeding them. Not all of us on this call are going to make a ton of money in our life, but we can all live up to our health potential and vitality. And that will make us the richest person in the world. Because when you're 85 years old and your brain is intact and you're moving around and maybe you're bouncing your great-great-grandchild on your knee, there is nothing in the world that can replace that with money. And to watch and be the pillar of health for your friends and your family, that's an important job, and somebody has to take that on. If a couple of weeks ago I said to April and Jerome, you guys are going to be a beacon to help other people be successful, she would think I was crazy. But yet, in 19 days of starting with us, I think the count's up to 4 or 5 people she's inspired besides her husband and besides her daughter to get involved. She got a friend involved, and now her friend has her daughter doing it as well. We're making some really incredible changes, and we're taking it one person at a time. We have a 99% success rate because of our coaches. Our coaches just don't have to pick you up because they don't let you fail. Our average clients are losing 15 pounds or 8% of their body weight. Again, this is just the fun part. That's the cream of the – that's the icing on the cake is the weight loss, but what you're getting as well. So as you continue to drive through your life and you take your families in this direction, I want you to look out for broken-down people on the side of the road and don't be afraid to help them out, unless, of course, you're in New York or L.A. roll them up, and keep driving. I'm so honored to just have one person on the call and blown away how many people have come on the call and made it their responsibilities to help other people. I'm going to go ahead and now and let you ask any questions that you have. To ask a question, you'll just have to hit star six. There's usually a moment of silence before someone's brave enough to ask questions, but I'd like to leave it open. And if not, Alexis could be asking questions of me. So without further ado, are there any questions out there that someone might ask me? And it can be anything.
Hi, my name is Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Robin.
Hi, Dr. Verrill. How are you?
Well, I'm great, thanks.
Good. This is my journey. I started the program back in March of last year. Okay, I did very, very well. I actually lost more weight doing level two than I did with phase one or what have you, but I did very well. I was basically almost 245 pounds, and I got down to 210, okay? So I was still going, still doing really good. I say about the end of the year, a lot of things went on, stress, where I stopped planning. I was doing what was quick as far as eating, being stressed at work. The pounds are starting to creep up. I've tried to do the plan a couple of times since then. I feel like I've been getting sick to the stomach. I've been having unbearable headaches. Like, it's been awful. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I really, I'm motivated, but just trying to get that step over just to say, just Robin, just do it. I'm having a very hard time because of the stress and doing what's easy. I have four children and my wonderful husband, but I have taken all of that taking care of Robin away, and it's more focusing on the kids, on the husband, on the work and everybody else but me, and then I come up with all these excuses. I don't have time for this. I don't have time to go shopping for this, or just having such a hard time trying to take care of me. When I was doing the program, I felt so good. My energy level was good. Like you said, like other callers were saying, my sleeping and resting was excellent. I looked good. I felt good. I was getting in clothes that I hadn't worn, like, forever. Like, and it made me feel so good. My husband, everything was just wonderful. And just trying to get back to that spot again, I'm having a hard time. Don't just know
what
the kids and sports, just the busy life, I'm just really having a hard time trying to jump back into it and not really knowing where to go.
Got it. Well, first of all, I commend you because it's not easy to restart something, right, when you've had the gains. It's kind of like writing a paper and then you didn't save it and it goes out on you and you're like, man, I got to start over. Well, the good thing is you have the confidence because you know that it works. The other thing is that you came on this call to get some help, right, and reach out. And with four kids and a husband and everything, I can imagine everybody on the phone is probably thinking, yeah, no wonder that, you know, and stress from work and family life. So I think this is a simple switch. What we're going to do, number one, just to reward you for getting on the call, Alexa, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to assign a coach to you for a week at my expense. I'm going to have that coach then report back to me.
Not to cut you off, what was funny is that my emails and everything has been off. So one day I just happened to check it, and I had got an email from you one time. I think it was back in December, but I didn't get it until maybe a few weeks ago. And I remember emailing you, and then I think you emailed me back to tell me to give you a call. Well, I've been so busy, I never had the chance to give you a call. And so tonight I was laying in bed, and somebody just told me just look on my email, and this email popped up saying conference call. And I look at the clock, and it's 8:50, and I said, wow.
It's meant to be, darling. It's meant to be. There's no accidents. So I know exactly who you are, and believe me, it's weird because I don't, as big as this company, I mean, we've had over 3,000 people do the program. You know, I haven't really met anybody because it's remote, but I just feel like everyone's part of my family. So we're going to take care of you. And rather than wait for you to have to reach back out to us, we're going to reach out to you, and we're going to make sure you get jump-started back into the coaching, because I know once we get you back into the groove of things, you're going to do just like you did last time and do great.
Okay.
We got you. We're not going to let you go. We're going to get you back.
Okay.
I promise you. We got you. You know how to do it. You're going
to
do awesome.
I'm ready to feel that again. I really am.
We're on it. Expect communication from us tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for sharing with us. Next, anybody else with any questions? That was powerful. It's going to be a tough one to follow, but go for it. Bueller? Okay. No other questions out there?
Dr. Farrow, this is Jeannie. Can I make a statement quickly?
Yes.
I just want
as long
to
as it's as long as it's not the Patriots or a good football team, as long as that's not your statement, then we're okay.
No. You know I'm a Panthers fan. So,
yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that to the young lady who just said you're going to get her back started. That's something that I had to remember, is not to beat myself up. That we all make mistakes, and that was one of the things I got from you, which was, you know, quit the crap, let's do what we need to do and move on. And you just have to quit beating ourselves up and understand we do have bad days and good days and whatever. And if we get off track, this is such an easy program just to get back on track. And once you get into the groove of it, it does become easy again. In fact, my body craves I'm gluten intolerant. So if I get one thing, I'm miserable. 2 days, I feel so much better. So it's just once you get back into that, your body doesn't want to eat crap anymore.
Agreed. And you know, and what's important to know is, you know, so I'm not a purist. You know, I'm no Richard Simmons. I like to have the 80-20 rule. I like to, you know, eat clean and healthy during the week. On the weekends, we like to have fun. We go on vacation. So I'm when I get involved in work, I'm just as guilty as the next person to fall off that wagon. And for me, I get skinny fat. I look skinny, but I'm actually fat. So that term for me is very important, because it helps me realize that it's very difficult to stay. You know, in this society, do 100% of anything. So the moderation is key. But the one thing we all are armed with now, we're armed with the information that we can always go back. We know it works. We can just start with it. And when you do have to start again, when I do the program, and I do it probably once every 2 quarters of the year, I always get a coach, because I know I can't hold myself accountable, and I just do better. Just like working out. You always do better when you're working out with a buddy or a personal trainer, or you're training for a triathlon. Everyone needs a goal and some accountability structure. So, you know, that don't be afraid if you got to come back and take some weight off. You just want to do a week of coaching. That's why we came up with the a la carte coaching as well, because we figured that some people would just want a week of your jumpstart their process. So we have that available. Which we didn't have, Cindy, you know, back when you first did it. It was kind of a one-shot deal. But
yeah,
we've changed the program, made it much more affordable, and it's just going so much better for everybody. So appreciate everyone getting on the call. Alexa, do you have a way to tell people, if they are interested, if there's any new people on the phone, how they can actually get enrolled without making it a little bit easy on themselves?
Sure. There's two different ways. I know some people are a little afraid of technology, and if that's the case, feel free to reach out to me. My email is Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, proactive.com, and I would be happy to walk you through placing an order, doing it for you. But if you are technology savvy, the process is really simple. You'd actually just visit our website at peerproactive.com, go to the client menu and hit health stores. And from there, you would select that you're a new client, and then you would add the Fresh Start program to your cart and check out as normal. And then a coach would reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours after that order is placed. And if you ever have any questions, we have live chat on our website. We also have our phone number where we're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Take your call. And again, you have my email address that you can now reach out to me personally.
Great. And I'm going to stop there, but I will remain on the line if there's any other questions that people have. Again, appreciate everyone getting the call, but I will stay on the call for a few more minutes in case anyone has anything else they'd like to discuss. So thanks again. This is Dr. Farrell from Pure Proactive. Appreciate you getting on the call. Okay, Dr. Farrell's still on the line.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Dr. Farrell, this is Donna.
Donna! Hi, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I just heard Robin's story. That's my daughter-in-law. And I'm in the same boat. As a matter of fact, you know, I got my kit. And because I screwed up so bad, I'm so scared to jump on it. I'm scared to do it. Every time I attempt to do it, something comes up. So I just didn't want to share bad news for me. It's only for me, and I know because I'm getting ready to have surgery again on the other knee. So I'm in a boat right now, and I don't know which way to go, but, you know, I'm just hanging in there.
So why don't we coach you guys together for a week, so this way you have some help and some support. Because, Donna, you do so well on this. I mean, you're so good at sticking with it that all we got to do is start. I mean, that, you know it and I know it. We just got to get you to start.
Right.
I mean, the holidays are rough. And, you know, we're working our butt off over here, working with the head coach, Valerie, to try to figure out something we can do over the holidays to keep it so people don't just fall right off that wagon. Because it is tough. The holidays were especially tough. The weather has been atrocious, especially in the Northeast. So anyone in the Northeast is just like, enough is enough.
Rough is cold up here.
Yeah, we'll reach right out to you and we'll get you some coaching and get you started again.
Okay, that sounds great. So I'm ready.
You'll do great. Yeah, you're right, and you're so good at it. I mean, honestly, of all the clients, you stick with it. You put your head down, and you rock it. So, no problem. We'll get you some coaching and get you started.
Appreciate
I know
it.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Anytime.
All
Any
right.
other questions out there?
Yeah. Hey, Doc. This is Mark.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Is it cold up there, buddy?
It's miserable. So, I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready to get started.
I love it. All right. So I'm going to have Alexa reach out to you personally. So if there's other people on the call still, so let me give you some background. So Mark and I used to work in a health club together in downtown Raleigh many moons ago.
Yeah.
Seems like forever. And he's got a beautiful daughter. And I know he wants to stick around for walking her down the aisle. And we're going to get him going. And he's a big guy, and he can bench press three Volkswagens.
Used to be, not anymore.
Yeah, I know, but we gotta just get you back on track, so we're going to do it. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, you too. You too. You got a good thing going.
Yeah, it's a lot, Mark, you know. You've seen it. We used to sit in the gym and talk about it, and we watch all these members join the gym, and 4 weeks later, we never see them again, and we always blame the member that must be because they're lazy, and then they'd get it. Then we would get them into personal training, and they wouldn't see any results from that other than cardio. You know, they would still have the same body composition, and then
right.
The trainer gets upset, and the client gets upset, and you know, I just started doing this stuff right when you were the GM of that club, just started experimenting and it kept growing from there. And now we've kind of perfected it to the point where you give us anybody, they could be on six medications and 75 years old in a wheelchair and we still can help them. So really powerful. And I'm glad you got on and I can't wait to make you a success as well.
Yeah. I need to do something different.
You got it. I'm going to have Alexa reach right out to you.
Okay.
Okay, my man. Thanks.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody
right.
else?
Dr. Sandler.
Yes.
Dr. Sarah. Hey, it's Sherry.
Hey.
Hey. I'm on day 4.
Tell me. Tell
Dr.
me more.
Sarah.
Yes.
Oh,
I can hear you.
Okay. I think the key, I really don't have a question. Rochelle has really helped me a lot, but I think the key is the prep, you know, getting everything ready before you start. So it's been fine, you know. This is my first day of the level 1. I loaded for the 3, and so everything's going fine so far.
Good. Well, just so everybody in the call knows, this woman is responsible for taking care of babies at school. She's got one boy through kindergarten, now she's getting the other one, and I couldn't have asked for a better kindergarten teacher in the world. I mean,
if Disney did a
movie and they were like, we need the perfect kindergarten teacher, this would be you. I mean, you would just mold it for this. Really, you know, it's nice to thank you. I always thank you, but publicly it's nice to
well,
thank you as well.
You're
just such an
word.
Amazing teacher. So
thank you.
Anyway, you're going to do great on this. And then when's your marathon?
March 22nd.
Oh, you're going to be light as a feather for that. You're going to run right through it.
I do, now that thinking of it, I do have one question. Since I'm a vegetarian, sure. Would you just, I do fish, egg whites, mm-hmm. And cottage cheese. Can I do cottage cheese on this?
Yes.
As a protein? Okay.
Correct. That's a good one. That's a good good one to choose.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, after dinner, like tonight, I'm full. You know, I don't feel hungry. It's not too different from what I've been doing, but the beans are gone now. So, and I can tell the difference already that I'm not eating those.
Yeah, and the reason why beans, for two reasons. So beans are counterproductive to weight loss, but more so there's a lot of acidity. Beans leave an acidic residue in your body. And so I always tell people, again, we do the bait and switch. All the foods on this list are, because they're low acidity, they also they stave off cancer because, you know, cancer loves an acidic environment. So that's another reason why, you know, people would say, you know, the vegetarians, you know, you think they're all just really healthy, and unfortunately they suffer from the same things everybody else does, because it's, you know, they may load up on grains and beans, and then unfortunately there's tons of acidity. So even though they're not getting tons of animal fat, they're getting all the acidity. So any cancer that they do get in their body, they're almost feeding it.
Right.
So important to learn. I'm not saying never eat beans again, but it's going to do your body good to get off of them for a bit.
Well, hopefully when people see me lose weight, then they'll want to jump on at Thales. So.
Oh, they will. They will. It only takes one. That's why when we go to employers, you know, employers are so used to employee wellness programs saying, okay, how much do we have to pay? And we're like, you don't have to pay anything. We're just going to give your employees a discount. And they say, well, how many people are going to do it if they have to pay for it themselves? I'm like, I don't know, maybe only one. But when that one woman walks through the office in 3 weeks, everyone's going to say, I'll have what she's having.
That's right.
So,
well, thanks again, Dr. Farrow, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. That was an excellent call. Thanks for hanging in there for the duration. Alexa, anything to add? She probably fell asleep on me. No problem. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you soon.